Hi, my name is Hannah Pongri Buon, and I made a script because I'm still working on my public speaking, so I might have to look up sometimes. Okay. COVID has impacted my life in many ways, especially during the early months of the pandemic, where we had to quarantine. I've had a lot of time, extra time to use, and I've used that to practice my cello and spend time with my family and my brother, who also attends FSB. And we've created, my brother and I especially have created bonds. We took on the hobby of Rubik's Cubing, so he taught me. He taught me a lot of how to actually solve one, and we like to compete with each other. And I started off with like 2 minutes every time I fully solved one, and I've improved since then to 38 seconds, which I'm still working on it. And we've been working on guitar and cello duets, and I also enjoy singing with him while he plays the guitar. And before the coronavirus, we visited nursing homes and performed for the senior citizens there with our music. And we also invite other young musicians to play with us. And since we were not able to do that anymore, we stopped for like a long time, like at least half a year, or probably more than that. And it's been hard to plan with the nursing homes. And so my brother and I have just been doing it at home for our own enjoyment. And we started getting back into it late 2021. And our next visit actually is April 10th. At Springwell Senior Living there. And we're getting a couple kids from our school and other schools and friends that we know, and we're going to perform there for the senior citizens. And before we could actually go back, I attend Peabody Preparatory for my cello lessons, and for our concerts or recitals, we had to perform online, and I had to make a video as well, and we sent those out to a couple other nursing homes. So it was kind of making up for the time that we couldn't be there, because the senior citizens really enjoyed us there, and they're always like, come back later, and we come back, and then we say next time, and then next time we couldn't, and so we sent out a video with other young musicians. And the other young musicians also sent in their videos, and we put them together and sent it out to the nursing homes. Yeah, okay. And another way it hasn't impacted me is I have a lot of relatives who live in Indonesia, and our aunt was planning on visiting us in winter break of 2021, but because of the variant Omicron, she couldn't come, and my brother and I especially were really looking forward to visiting her, because we haven't seen our relatives from Indonesia for like four or five years, and we were like, maybe she'll come spring break, and she didn't come spring break because, again, coronavirus, and now we're hoping we can see each other during summer, and we're really looking forward to that. The other thing that I've done during the pandemic is I started a blog with my brother called the Urban Youth Lab, and we talk about our experiences and with coronavirus and how it relates to systemic racism, social injustice, things like that. And I've learned a lot from writing this blog, and this was like the first time when I was in sixth grade, so March 2020, and I really, I learned a lot, and I'm currently writing a blog about how parents feel about their young children under 5 years old not being able to receive the coronavirus vaccine. And it's reading the articles is troubling and upsetting, but I'm writing that one next. And I think that's it, yeah.